This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Get up to 30% off well-crafted and personalized gifts from participating shops until May 12th. This year, embrace your creative side. You know, the side your mom gave you. And shop Etsy for custom jewelry, style pieces, home decor, and extra special items she'll adore. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight, horror and heartbreak after 19 children and two teachers are gunned down in Texas.
Beyond comprehension as a human being.
When are we going to do something?
There have been 30 school shootings this year. I am enraged.
Hollywood speaking out, including Matthew McConaughey, who grew up in the targeted town.
Did you learn to dream in Uvalde? And the answer is no. I learned to deal.
Then Johnny Depp back on the stand and going all in against Amber Heard.
Ridiculous, ludicrous, savage.
After his ex, Kate Moss, testifies.
Did Mr. Depp push you down the stairs?
Plus,
it's the wrong one.
A date night mix-up for Bennifer as new details about their wedding planning emerge. And Halle Berry turned HGTV star.
It just hit me.
ET starts now.
Those are the innocent faces. They were supposed to be in a safe space at their elementary school classroom in Uvalde, Texas, until tragedy struck. This is Entertainment Tonight.
You know, we're here to bring you Hollywood news usually, but there's just a collective heartbreak that we're all experiencing right now. But none more so than the families who woke up today dealing with unimaginable loss and despair.
There is nothing that can ever be said that can approach the immeasurable grief of those families.
My daughter's not there yet. I'm trying to find out where my baby's at.
We wanted to take her life. All I can hope is that she's just not a number.
When I dropped my kids off at school this morning, it doesn't cross your mind that that could ever be the last goodbye.
As the country grieves for these 19 innocent fourth graders and the two teachers who selflessly sacrificed their lives trying to save them, it's impossible to find words that encompass the full magnitude of horror that unfolded when an 18-year-old gunman invaded Uvalde, Texas's Robb Elementary School.
Let me assure you, the intruder is deceased.
The tragedy hits hard for father of three and Uvalde native Matthew McConaughey. His youngest child, Livingston, is around the same age as the victims. Matthew posted, quote, "To those who dropped off their loved ones today not knowing it was goodbye, if prayers can provide comfort, we will keep them coming."
We know how much you love Texas. You ride for Texas.
When any sort of disaster comes or real crisis, you got to try and stabilize first.
Matthew attended St. Philip's Episcopal School, which is also where his mom taught kindergarten. The school is just 4 minutes down the road from Robb Elementary.
Have you ever thought about ever leaving Texas? Was there ever
no.
a time?
I'd always have to have roots here.
In 2016, E.T. spent a day in Texas at the farm of Matthew's older brother, Rooster.
So talk to me about growing up a McConaughey.
Well, it's been a pretty good ride, I guess.
In 2020, Matthew, his mother Kay, and Rooster returned to Uvalde for the town's centennial celebration.
Uvalde was the most perfect place.
to raise children.
So I've been asked this, you know, did you learn to dream in Uvalde? And the answer is no. I actually didn't learn to dream, I learned to deal.
And Hollywood's been quick to react to the tragedy. Last night, CBS pulled the FBI season 4 finale. The storyline revolved around a school shooting. Rose Byrne's red carpet for the season 2 premiere of Physical was canceled, and elsewhere, stars were speaking out.
Just rage and heartbreak. Like, I have a little 3-year-old, and the thought of, like, being one of the families getting that call is just unimaginable.
I am from Texas. No one should rest easy tonight.
Taylor Swift, Tim McGraw, Gabrielle Union, and more were vocal on social media. Chris Evans tweeting simply, expletive, enough. Texas native Selena Gomez posting, change the laws to prevent these shootings. The issue also took center stage today on The View.
If your thoughts and prayers were really with everybody, you'd have done something by now.
Stop gaslighting us. There is no reason why an 18-year-old should have access to weapons of war that can kill children in a matter of seconds.
Tennis star Andy Murray, who survived a school shooting at age 8, called the Texas tragedy madness. And there was more anger at an NBA pregame press conference.
When are we going to do something? I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
Golden State Warriors head coach Steve Kerr lost his father as a teen in 1984. Malcolm Kerr, a university president, was gunned down on his campus. And last night, Steve stormed off, criticizing lawmakers for inaction on gun control.
They won't vote on it because they want to hold on to their own power. It's pathetic. I've had enough.
You have voted against two gun reform measures. We need change, Congressman. We need change.
And on CBS Mornings, Congressman Tony Gonzalez, who represents Uvalde, got tense with Gail King.
I want my children to be safe everywhere they go. Guess what? Just like every other father and mother in America, Congress and others should be having these conversations, not the division. There's too much division in this country.
I have not slept yet because I am enraged. I am a parent of children that had these active shooter drills. And before you tell me to stay in my lane, this is my lane. This is my lane.
Amen, Kelly. It is all of our lane. All of us.
Yeah, and I want to go back to Andy Murray, the former world number one in tennis, for a second. He survived that school shooting in the UK in 1996. Well, Parliament was quick to enact gun control legislation, and there hasn't been a school shooting since. Mm.
Heart is just broken.
You know, it's hard to move on, but we continue with news that had been dominating the headlines. Day 23 of the Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard trial, and Johnny's ex, Kate Moss, taking the stand.
Mr. Depp calls Kate Moss to the stand. Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No.
During the course of your relationship, did he ever push you down any stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
Kate looked polished, testifying live via video link from the UK. Johnny's attorney questioned her for only 3 minutes.
I was riveted. At the same time, I think it happened so quickly that many people watching were hoping for more.
Johnny seemed to crack a smile when Kate wrapped her testimony. Amber, she looked uncomfortable at one point, perhaps wondering which monitor to watch. Legal analyst Julie Rendleman says Amber opened the door to Kate's rebuttal when she mentioned a rumor that Depp pushed the model down a flight of stairs.
I just, in my head, instantly think of Kate Moss and the stairs.
The last thing you want is now to have an old girlfriend of Johnny Depp's get on the stand and completely refute what Amber Heard is telling this jury.
I slid down the stairs and I hurt my back. And I screamed because I was in, because I didn't know what had happened to me and I was in pain. And he came running back to help me.
E.T. was with the couple in the beginning, after a Johnny Cash concert in 1994 and towards the end.
This is Kate. Nice to meet you.
We spoke to them at the premiere of Donnie Brasco.
What did you think of seeing him transported into time back to 1978?
I love it. I love that period.
Have you been able to maintain your relationship with Kate Moss?
Yeah, everything's fine, yeah. It always gets, you know, it's when you're so swamped with work and stuff. It gets a little difficult.
On the stand today, Johnny repeated his claim that he was the real victim of abuse.
What happened while you and Ms. Heard were together on the Orient Express?
I took a pretty good shot to the face, to the eye, so I had a bit of a shiner.
Depp also claimed he helped Amber get her role in Aquaman.
I spoke to the three upper echelon Warner executives.
What was the result of you speaking with those individuals?
I can only say that ultimately she did get the job in the film.
Well, well. No, let's just go.
Not saying anything. All right, yeah, let's move on now to a couple given a second chance at love.
Yeah.
Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez. Their date night is up first in tonight's Know and Tell. Waiting for tonight. J-Lo in a curve-hugging camel-colored dress and Ben in a blazer almost getting into the wrong SUV after a late-night dinner in L.A.
There's the wrong one.
Yeah, it happens. When they did find the right ride, Ben offered some extra support, helping his fiancée up into the car. I ain't never met a man like that. A source tells us Ben and Jen want to get married soon. They are talking about having a destination or tropical wedding. They are also excited to unify their families, and the kids will be involved in their wedding. Also spending some quality time with her man, Adele. Oh my God, I can't believe it. She and Rich Paul hit up Nobu in Malibu with Lakers player Anthony Davis. Adele's not been shy about her romance. This weekend, she rocked all denim sitting courtside with her man for the NBA Western Conference Finals. And check out this power couple. Chris Hemsworth supporting wife Elsa Pataky at the premiere of her new Netflix film, Interceptor, in Sydney, Australia. We recently spoke to Elsa about the action film and how the role surprised her kids.
In the house, like, Chris is the action man.
And now to Italy, where Kravis is wrapping up the wedding festivities. There's Courtney and Travis dressed in all black before departing. Her three kids just reunited with their dad, Scott Disick. We're told they are a little overwhelmed by the PDA and are very protective of their dad since there is still some animosity on Scott's part.
Mom, no kissing.
You know, I do imagine this is tough for Scott, so hang in there, Scott. It's tough to move on sometimes. All right, now let's get to the big three. It was a beautiful and bittersweet goodbye for This Is Us, but as we found out, the cast didn't leave empty-handed.
Milo and I took some pictures off the wall, like family pictures. I wanted that Steelers jersey from the Super Bowl episode. I have my moon necklace, my wedding ring. It's the small things that, like, were part of my everyday life that I wanted.
I'm in the process of convincing the studio to sell me the Pearson's Jeep Grand Wagoneer.
When I asked you what you wanted to keep from set, you told me you wanted the piano. Now, did you get the piano?
I got the piano. Yes, it needs to be tuned, but that's okay. There's a lot of love on them keys.
Everybody knows what they want to be.
As for spinoffs, creator Dan Fogelman just told reporters, I'm pretty set on this being it. But Justin Hartley has different thoughts. His TikTok says, me showing up on set tomorrow in protest. 'Cause I'm about to get into my feelings. Also all up in their feels, Taylor Kinney, as his character on Chicago Fire, prepares to say I do in tonight's season 10 finale on NBC. Jesse Spencer returns as Severide's best man.
That was special. It's a, you know, fan favorite. People love him. I miss the guy. I love the guy. So that was really, that was bittersweet having him come back, and it was exciting. It's like getting the gang back together.
And closing out season 42 tonight on CBS, Survivor. Five contestants remain, including one of our own, former E.T. producer, Romeo. But will he win?
I don't trust him. He wants me out.
I know we're supposed to be unbiased journalists, but we are so biased in this case. Romeo, you're a winner to us. Now, sticking to TV and the return to the Upside Down. Our Stranger Things sneak peek. We're with the cast members finding love on set.
The kids, or they're not so much kids anymore.
Plus, Royals reunited, how Harry and Meghan just got back together with the family, and why Martha Stewart is throwing a yard sale.
And we know she's going to have great stuff.
The celebs that turned up to shop.
Well, I have lots and lots and lots of friends, as you can imagine.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
the dapper Tom Hanks, Austin Butler, and the cast of Elvis taking over the glamorous and star-studded Cannes red carpet for their big premiere that included Priscilla Presley. The film hits theaters June 24th. Meanwhile, the countdown is nearly over for season 4 of Stranger Things. It drops on Netflix Friday, and our Will Marfuji caught up with the cast.
Maybe I can still help, even if it's the last thing I do.
What are we in for, season 4?
It's really boring. I was not impressed with any of the writing. It's a mess.
A war is coming.
I think the kids, or they're not so much kids anymore, the young people are fantastic.
The Stranger Things kids have certainly grown. It's been nearly 7 years since they first met on set, and now they're navigating the halls of high school. Oh, and also saving the world.
There are characters who are in real, real danger.
We always survive and work best as a team.
It's all woven together really beautifully. Everything is driven by love and survival.
Speaking of love, Natalia Dyer and Charlie Heaton are still dating in real life, but on screen, the new season out Friday on Netflix has her spending more time with her ex, Steve, played by Joe Keery.
I feel like when people, you know, are together in the past, there's always a little flame.
You know, these are two people who do care about each other.
See you on the other side.
On the other side.
I mean, the fandom for this show just does not end. All right, now to Halle Berry's TV collab with the Property Brothers.
Did that scare you?
Halle Berry, our exclusive look, the action star taking on a very special home renovation.
Oh, yeah!
Then Martha Stewart throws a yard sale like only Martha can, and E.T.'s there as her celeb friends show up.
I expect a rather lively and interesting crowd.
Wait to take a picture for the family.
I mean, who can forget Brad Pitt's renovation surprise for his longtime makeup artist on the premiere episode of Celebrity IOU back in 2020? Well, fellow Oscar winner Halle Berry is getting her hands dirty too, and only E.T.'s got your emotional first look.
She really needs this. And it just hit me that she really needs.
Oh, she's an amazing woman, and I'm so glad that you've introduced us to her and that we can do this for her.
Halle tears up talking about who she calls her other mother, her fifth grade teacher and lifelong mentor, Yvonne Sims. Halle showing her gratitude with the help of Drew and Jonathan Scott, renovating Yvonne's 100-year-old Cleveland home.
I am so proud that I could come and give her a gift that's just going to uplift her way of life.
Halle's filming and she's doing all of her stuff with her career and she's so busy, yet she kept flying out to Cleveland, Ohio to meet us to make sure that she was a part of the demolition, the renovation, the framing, the design. And that just blows my mind. You know you love somebody deeply when you're willing to fly across the country that many times to make sure the project's perfect.
Demo, though, got a little out of hand.
What's your stance?
I'm either that or I'm southpaw. Yeah. Well, they think I'm a...
She whooped your butt.
Oh, yeah!
And... Pull.
Let's not fight. Let's demo.
Halle's episode airs June 6th on HGTV, but on Monday you can catch Anthony Anderson, who almost ended up in the ER.
Oh my gosh. Yeah! All right. We're doing all the flooring, and all of a sudden Anthony kind of yells out, like screams out, and there's blood everywhere.
Oh,
and
no.
We thought, oh my God, we've taken down one of, you know, Hollywood's biggest. And he had cut his finger on the board while he was doing it. He quickly just threw a Band-Aid on it. And that, to me, speaks to how much heart these celebrities have.
No, it speaks to how extra Anthony Anderson is.
I'll tell you what, that cut didn't stop him from golfing the next day. I guarantee you he got to the golf course.
I'm sure he did.
Guaranteed.
Now let's get to Martha Stewart.
She's
giving back as well with her first ever yard sale. And yes, even Martha's famous friends were ready for a good deal.
I have thousands of items that I've collected and stored and loved over the years.
Martha Stewart is a high-class hoarder, and we know she's going to have great stuff.
How's everything going? Are you excited about the sale?
I am so excited, Chris. It's so much fun.
Well, I have lots and lots and lots of friends, as you can imagine. I expect a rather lively and interesting crowd.
Lively, as in Blake. She bought lots of these jadeite glassware. Jimmy Fallon sent his decorator who purchased beds for his girl's new room.
The fact that I have never had a tag sale, I have never sold any of my precious things, I think is rather appealing to a lot of people.
Martha, who owns four estates, came up with the idea for the Great American Tag Sale, which airs tonight on ABC after selling her East Hampton home and closing down an office in Manhattan. She raised more than $800,000 for her charity, which provides assisted living to older adults and their families.
There are many, many beautiful pieces of art. There are wonderful pieces of clothing. It will boggle your mind when you see the quantity of stuff at this particular sale.
Tag sale in my world is called a garage sale, right, y'all? Okay, good. All right, coming up, Harry and Meghan finally reunited with the royal family. We'll show you next.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
You can be my wingman anytime.
Tomorrow on E.T., inside Val Kilmer's top secret Top Gun Maverick return.
You see that scene, it's very special.
The feeling of that nostalgic reunion energy was all very much there.
And speaking of Top Gun, the last time we saw William and Kate was with Tom at the London premiere. But soon, the entire royal family, yes, Harry and Meghan too, will come together for the Queen's Jubilee.
And if you're wondering what that may look like, well, a little stiff. Harry and Meghan's wax figures were reunited with the rest of the royals at Madame Tussauds in London in honor of the Jubilee. Now, the wax figures were separated in 2020 after the Duke and Duchess stepped away from royal life. Are you okay? Let me get mine right now.
No, but really, you do got to get the family back together. It's the Jubilee, and look at them. Look at them. Oh, God, okay. Good night,
I'm doing
everybody.
My hair.
Stay right there forever. Good night, everybody.
If you like entertainment tonight, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.